This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has decided who was responsible for the drone strike that killed three American soldiers in Jordan, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It wasn't one group.
This was done by the umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq,
which National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intelligence believes planned, resourced, and facilitated the attack. The umbrella group also includes the militant group Kitab Hezbollah. Kirby says President Biden's still weighing options for what comes next.
He's made his decision. There will be a response.
Iran is threatening its own decisive response to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after the Biden administration said it holds Tehran in part responsible for the strike for backing the militias. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kirby also said on Wednesday White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and top Israeli official Ron Dermer held a strategic meeting in Washington, D.C.
They, of course, discussed the situation on the ground in Gaza. Also had an opportunity to talk about continued efforts to increase the flow of humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza. And, of course, they talked about our ongoing collective efforts to get all the hostages released.
The United States has been working with Israel and Qatar to reach a deal for the release of hostages still held since the U.S. designated terrorist group's deadly assault from Gaza into southern Israel on October 7th. Multiple U.N. organizations warned on Wednesday of catastrophic consequences for the people of Gaza if key donor countries don't resume funding. The United States and more than a dozen other countries have announced plans to suspend contributions to the agency known as UNRWA after Israel alleged 12 of its thousands of workers participated in the